PR.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. The city of Houston will promise not to annex a Woodlands township if officials approve a $50 million agreement next week. The city would make the commitment in exchange for a series of payments over the next 3 years. Mayor Whitmire says more than 110,000 Woodlands residents depend on city services, even if they don't want to be part of the city of Houston.
Our issues are flooding. Our public safety does not stop at our city limits, but we also understand the strong feelings of the Woodland Village.
The city absorbed Kingwood in 1996, even though a lot of residents didn't approve. Texas law now requires voter approval for annexation. Another witness to the fatal shooting of Lorenzo Salgado Araujo by federal agents has been released from ICE detention. Daniel Torrado Pantoa was detained after the shooting July 7th along with two other witnesses. News 88.7's Bianca Seward reports.
Pantoja is the second witness a federal judge has ordered released from detention. Late last month, Jose Trinidad Rojas Pliego was released under similar orders from another federal judge. The third witness, Salgado Araujo's brother Victor, remains in detention. The order does not prevent his removal proceedings, but requires the government to prove the witnesses are a flight risk or a danger to the community if they move to re-detain them. Here's Gabriela Rivero, a lawyer representing Pantoja and Pliego.
It means he gets to complete his immigration process in immigration court from home, in a place where he is safe and where he is surrounded by people he loves. So we're very happy about that.
U.S. attorneys have said they will appeal Pliego's release to the Fifth Circuit. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
Galveston is getting a new cruise ship. Margaritaville at Sea will take passengers to the Caribbean and Central America. It'll be the seventh cruise line out of Galveston. It's expected to start sailing at the end of October. That heat advisory is still in effect until 7.